We're waiting on Smither to stop chewing his carrot.
Now you're waiting on me to switch rooms real quick, but that's just me literally picking up the computer. Hold on.
Welcome to the Belk Bowl preview. Spencer has finished eating his carrot, and now he is moving his computer to another room.
Do you think he has a room where he only eats vegetables?
The vegetable room.
Welcome to the vegetable dungeon.
Welcome to my carrot hut. The carrot cabana.
Is this a repurposed Pizza Hut? No.
No.
I know it's shaped like that, but I had it built that way.
The roof makes it so water falls on my carrots.
Ignore the buffet. That was here as well. Custom built. All the kale I bought for decorative purposes.
But actually what I did do was install a carrot buffet. Where you can have carrot raisin salad. Oh, why do people eat that?
Hey, carrot dipshit. Are you ready yet?
I heard that. All right. What are we starting with?
Well, we are about 2 minutes into the Belk Bowl preview.
Yeah, we're in the Belk preview. We started without you.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, granted, we haven't talked about.
We just talked about carrots all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, like a lot of teams in bowl season, I'm rolling in 2 minutes too late. Right? Charging in.
Yeah.
Down a couple of scores.
Started in the wrong location.
Also, you're eating carrots after what I'm guessing was an unhealthy holiday weekend. So you're making changes too late as well.
Oh, listen. The things that have happened to my digestive system voluntarily are appalling. Right? That's voluntarily, right? The things you do to it, not what happens to it, right? Some people say, oh, I had a rough holiday. What was it? Oh, you know, I caught some kind of bug. If they don't tell you what it was right off the beginning, it's diarrhea. That's what that means. Some sort of stomach flu, right?
Or there's also hangover.
That's true. you could have the flu. I'm not feeling so great, y'all.
The flu. That's just the catch-all, the flu. What's wrong with you about 8 things I did to myself? I got the flu.
Correct. It's the kind of thing where you go, I have consumed so many carbohydrates that I entered pre-diabetes somewhere around 4 p.m. on the first day of the holiday.
You have cigarette burns on your neck. Yeah, it's part of the flu. Have you not been keeping up with this year's strain? It's normal.
I really hope on his deathbed, Michael Jordan's like, flu. Forget deathbed. I hope he does that tomorrow. I hope somebody asks him about it, and he's like, y'all bought it? Charles Barkley and I got the flu together. It was great.
Wow. I think Spencer just killed Michael Jordan. Anyway, we are in Charlotte, North Carolina, Michael Jordan's home state, for Texas A&M versus Wake Forest. The most anticipated matchup of all.
Did you see that our A&M blog actually has somebody going to this game? And is getting there via train.
Yeah, some classic shit.
Why? Yeah, why?
Just to be aggy about it. It's the Aggie tradition. You have to travel everywhere by train, even if you're going across town in College Station. It's because there's a station in the town's name.
I'm a soldier taking trains to games. Trains to games is what we do at A&M.
Murder strangers in the dining car.
Who's going to figure it out? Hercule Poirot! Yeah. I don't think that's the lyric, actually. I don't.
You can't prove that it's not.
No. I really can't. Who knows? The myths of Texas A&M are so deep and their secrets so vast that how could I ever say with any certainty that something was not a lyric to one of their songs? After all, the real ones have things like Hullabaloo Connect Connect.
If you told me Agatha Christie was like the name of the starting quarterback for A&M in like, I don't know, 1950, I'd be like, yeah, that sounds right.
What's her first name?
Ag.
Saying. She was probably there. She's in College Station. You know why she had to leave College Station? Solved all the murders.
Get out of here. We don't want y'all.
Cops got to do something around here.
It was reveille the whole time. Reveille learned how to shoot the rifle with pinpoint accuracy. No, we'll never prosecute.
No, I mean, they think they already knew that Reveille could shoot a rifle. That goes without saying. I think you'd get run out of town if you walked in and said, Miss Rev doesn't know how to shoot a rifle. Get that sumbitch.
Get it. You get him. We're going to somebody get a sword. Need to show. Just slap him with it. Don't even use it on him.
And that's how Agatha Christie died. Slapped to death with swords.
One fun fact about Agatha Christie, I am not making up. One of England's first surfing enthusiasts. Like one of the first surfers.
That's the most British shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, like there's pictures of Agatha Christie like hanging loose on a longboard. Like, no lie. She could stand up.
This Bilk Bowl preview sucks.
Already. Yeah, and beautiful Charlotte. I don't, you know, Charlotte's one of those places I can't say anything about. Like when you're like, I can't say enough about Charlotte, that's literally true. I can't say anything about Charlotte.
It's got a Belk.
Hang on. It's probably got multiple Belks. You're telling me the Bilk Bowl is played in a place where there's one Belk?
What's the over under? Two?
I'm going to say there's in. All right. I don't know if we're going to get into some flim flammery with like, oh, this
who's
is look, some.
Who's looking it up?
Spencer, look this up. Find out how many Belks.
Spencer, look it up and give us an over under. I'm taking the under.
Are in Charlotte. I'm going to say, let's set the over under at 2.5.
Okay. But, hold on.
So you're going to set the line and. Well, I'm definitely taking the under.
Well, I'm trying.
Is this Charlotte proper or Charlotte Metro?
I don't know that the Belk website. God, can Belk Bowl? I know you're listening to us as we record this podcast. Just can you tell us? Can you just DM Jason right now?
No, that was Spencer's job.
All right, I'm gonna hold you to the metropolitan area. Okay.
Okay. And
Belk locations.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In Charlotte.
So it's Metro.
Yeah. I mean the area.
All right. What do you want? What do you want to? What do you want the line to be then?
Okay.
You said 2.5.
Well, what you can move it.
I'm going to move it for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Because I will actually. I'm not even going to set an over or under for you. Okay. Well, I will. Okay. I'll go two. Two. I'm not going to do 2.5. Two. Okay. I will also state, as of 2014, per Wikipedia. The chain claimed 18 flagship locations. That's an important piece of information.
But two, so, I know two of these are in Alabama. I did my research.
Yeah. And actually, I believe that number is 16. They closed two in the calendar year 2017. So the total number is 16 in the entire Belk expanded.
The Belkiverse.
Marvel universe.
The Belkiverse.
The Canon Legends edition. Under. Back to the under.
I'll take the over then.
You'll take the over.
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is one.
No!
I know my butt.
God, the Sandman wins again.
Buddy, when it comes to modern Southern classics, what do they call them?
Of course the Sandman would win when it comes to a place that sells mostly things you can wear to go golfing or to go to lunch. Shit.
Yeah, man, you let me play a part in setting the line for myself, it's over.
The Sandman! He's unbeatable, except when he predicts Auburn to win the SEC championship.
Well, oh I went through Auburn games down the stretch, so.
I mean, come on. Who could have seen Georgia being consistent?
I can't. We're not. We don't have to talk about that. We're here to talk about the more consistent team in this game, Wake Forest. Okay. Steady leadership. Okay. Upward trajectory.
By the way, y'all going to burn me on this because there's the Belk, Charlotte, North Carolina, South Park. I'm not talking about Pineville. That's like 10 out. Also, is that a proper Belk? That's like a little Belk. It's a Belklet. That's not a proper Belk flagship. It's not worthy of the bowl.
You give it water. You give it water and sun.
Yeah, fuck that Belk.
And a little bit of fertilizer. Please do not bring fertilizer into a Belk. You will be arrested.
Yeah.
Also, please don't have fertilizer around Aggies because they will critique your choices.
It's barely got any nitrates in it.
Hold on, let me shit in that bag.